Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to H Blues Word.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I will punch the hell out of you. Say something else.
You are now rocking with the best.
Good evening. I'm your host, Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to H Blues Word on Hampton Blue Radio via Blog Talk. If this is the first time you're listening to us, you can follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, no E on the blue, or on our Facebook page at facebook.com/HamptonBlue, again, no E on the blue, so that is BLU. You can also catch the archive of this episode and other episodes on iTunes, the Stitcher radio app, or the TuneIn radio app. And remember, it is free to listen to all archives on the various platforms. Joining me tonight will be Miss Fancy. She will be on shortly. Tonight we will be speaking on The Real Housewives of Atlanta and the crazy brawl that occurred on their last episode titled Pillow Talk or Pillow Fight. And obviously it became more of a pillow fight, involving Kenya's assistant and Phaedra's husband, Apollo. Kenya's assistant's name is Brandon. We will speak on that later, but first let's speak on the biggest news involving Apollo, and that is his latest arrest and charge.
I was at this one camp, 16 months, and they was like, who wants to volunteer for trash detail? I was like, I've been so confined, I'm going to do it. Dude, I went out there, trash came and started raining. I started crying, man. I hadn't felt it in so long. I thought I was like, I thought I was free for a minute.
That was Apollo Nita from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. He, again, is married to Phaedra Parks. He was speaking on his days behind bars for racketeering charges. In the clip, he was explaining how it felt just to get a dose of freedom during that time. He was released in 2009 after serving approximately 5 years in prison and fell right into the reality TV world with his wife, Phaedra Parks, because they actually married shortly after he was released from prison. Phaedra Parks is an attorney. Now, one would think that Apollo is experiencing the good life, but everything is not always what it seems. Apollo may be on his way back to jail, unfortunately. About 2 weeks ago, Thursday, Housewives fans were stunned to learn that Apollo was arrested and charged with bank fraud and identity theft. According to federal court documents, Nita is accused of depositing millions in stolen and fraudulently obtained checks, auto loan proceeds, and U.S. Treasury checks issued as tax refunds into some 40 bank accounts that had been open allegedly using stolen identities. The Fed seized Nita's laptop containing what court documents say are more than 1,000 pieces of evidence, potentially linking him to the alleged crimes. He was released on $25,000 bond and is due in court February 12th. Apollo's fraudulent accounts reportedly totaled more than $3 million. So, you know, not chump change. But Parks, who has represented celebrities like Bobby Brown, has yet to really speak out on her husband's latest legal drama. The Bravo Network isn't commenting really either. According to Andy Cohen, however, Phaedra Parks is said to be appearing on his show, Watch What Happens Live, perhaps this Sunday. She is promoting her new book, of course. She's always promoting. But hopefully she will speak more on what is going on with her husband. The couple married, again, about 4 years ago. They have two children, and they've been plagued by rumors of Apollo's marital infidelity, as we've seen on the show, particularly with their co-star, Kenya Moore. And just days ago on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, a few weeks ago on Watch What Happens Live, Nita defended his marriage. He stated, I love my wife, and she's been so supportive, and I really love her and appreciate her for everything she's done. According to reports, Phaedra was actually shocked, she says, by her husband's arrest. That's what sources are saying, that she was shocked by her husband's arrest. But not all are buying that, including Wendy Williams.
And then we did a little poll here. Do we think that Cynthia knew anything about it? And who, Phaedra? Well, do you think Cynthia knew? If Phaedra knew anything about it, and we all came to the conclusion, well, in our minds, of course she did. Those Bravo checks aren't big enough to buy a new funeral home and clothes for Mr. President and clothes for the other baby and, you know, live that life. You know, somebody needed a job from someplace, and Apollo, the only thing that I ever see him doing is fixing stuff around the house. That's good. That's good, though. But that's not what's paying the bills unless you're going to start a Mr. Fix-It company and fix stuff around other people's house and get paid. Apollo. We're watching you, boy.
Yes, we're watching. Sandra Rose, not the most credible source, but she's a blogger. You know, some people don't really trust everything she says, but she has stated that several other cast members of the ATL Housewives may also be investigated, as Apollo allegedly may have involved some of them. Many have tried to guess who that could be or who those people could be. Many are thinking Peter, because Apollo and Peter are fairly close. But Peter has told news outlets that he was shocked by the arrest. He stated he had no details and will just have to wait what will happen, just like everyone else, just simply see how it plays out. He added that he hopes everything will play out in the best form. Now, one cast member that may be thinking her lucky star that she did not get into business with Apollo and Phaedra is Kenya Moore. Kenya was supposed to release, as we all remember, a workout video with the couple, but the deal fell through due to the money issue and the percentage that Kenya Moore would have gotten as a producer. Kenya has released this statement regarding Apollo's arrest. She states, "Losers never win." She tweeted this on January 25th. She states, "I have always seen through people, and I was the first to tell you last season about these people and who they really are. Hashtag dirty." She went on a hashtag praise and started stating, "I said it all at Arsenio Hall." She goes, hashtag, "You can't be that dumb." Hashtag, "In on it." Hashtag, "Angela Stanton." Hashtag, "Never lie on me again." Hashtag, "Evil." Hashtag, "Fake." Hashtag, "Who's crazy now?" This was obviously towards Phaedra, where she's pretty much stating that Phaedra probably knew about Apollo's dealings. She used a national platform, Kenya Moore stated, regarding Phaedra. She said, "She used a national platform to spread disgusting lies about me. She knew what she was doing, and last season, too." So, of course, Kenya's happy, I guess, with all the news, which is, yeah, sad, but it is what it is. This news, however, there's some new news on this, the latest news on this just broke. According to BET.com, Phaedra Parks is, of course, standing by her man, for now at least, of course, after his arrest. But RadarOnline.com has obtained the corporation's database from the Georgia Secretary of State and discovered that Parks is listed as a co-owner of many of Nita's business entities. Though none of these companies were listed in Nita's federal indictment, the database shows that Parks was involved in her husband's business dealings, even if it was in name only. For now, Parks has not been charged with any crimes, but the practicing lawyer could, if charged and convicted, face disbarment from the Georgia State Bar over her connections to the ongoing case. A rep for Georgia State Bar tells Radar, however, that she is in no immediate danger of losing her law license. She is an active member and has no public discipline. She has, quote, never been disbarred or suspended and is a member in good standing. So we shall see. Apparently they're not sure if any of the legal troubles or how they will possibly play out on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, or on Park's spinoff show, which is actually in the works, which is called Rich People Problems. So let me bring on Miss Fancy to add to this discussion. Miss Fancy, are you there?
I am here. Miss Fancy is here. Hey, Stacey.
Hey, what's up? So what are your thoughts on this, on the Apollo arrest? I know we wanted to talk about it last week, but, you know, life happens. But what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I can't say that I'm surprised, given his past. So the only thing that's shocking to me is the fact that, you know, people didn't believe that Phaedra might have known what he was involved in. I think that's highly unlikely. As we all know, Phaedra is a very shrewd and perceptive woman, and I don't believe at all that she had no idea what he was doing. If anything, Phaedra was probably the mastermind behind it all.
And that's what Angela Stanton stated, that Phaedra really was the mastermind, because she was kind of the legal mind. She knew a lot of the ins and outs, I guess, of all the dealings.
Right. So, I mean, as of now, you know, the story is slowly unraveling, and I'm definitely tuned in. But I really, Apollo's going to jail. He's about to do some serious time, it seems.
Yeah, they're saying that he may spend about 20 years in jail, and possibly Phaedra will represent him in the court of law. Do you think that's wise, or do you think that will happen?
Oh, I think that would be an absolutely foolish idea. First of all, it's a conflict, and second of all, I don't think she is capable, actually.
Exactly.
Of separating the personal from, I just think it would just be a foolish endeavor to do that. She might as well seek outside counsel for this one and just play the role of his wife. I mean, she's good at it, right? I mean,
exactly.
It obviously seems like, you know, there's a lot of trickery and buffoonery going on. And, I mean, it's unfortunate that this has to happen, but, you know, Apollo is a very pretty man, and he'll look good in pink lipstick when he's in jail as somebody's boy.
Yeah, he is a good-looking man, but I have to play this.
Apollo is a pretty face, but he don't need to say nothing.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yeah, he's definitely not the sharpest knife in the drawer, that one. So, what did you think about the fight?
Before we get to that, let me play that trailer. Let's get into that fight. The Real Housewives, about 2 weeks ago, because they didn't show it last week due to the Super Bowl, but here's the trailer real quick regarding the pillow fight or fist fight or what have you. Check it out.
I will not take the blame. I don't control animals. Nene, you were the one who escalated everything.
No, Nene, no. Nene, don't put his hand on me.
Christopher, he grabbed me. He snatched my arm. That's violent behavior. Punk and little bitches put their hands on women.
You got out your seat. You get out of your damn seat.
Oh, Nene, I'm trying to find
you. You're not going
Nene.
Anywhere.
You a grown man. You got...
Man, that little beat me in my little
I get it, Apollo, but we're not going to act like this. You got two sons.
What was
she
that
fine,
about?
She's fine.
Your friend lied on my husband. That's what it was about.
Now, yes, there was a big pillow fight, or not pillow fight, fist fight, really, on The Real Housewives, a huge brawl. I would love to explain what happened, but I'm a huge fan of this girl, Miss P., from YouTube. I want her to explain what happened. It's really funny. I'll give you a good idea. From there, we'll bring on Ms. Fancy again, and we'll talk about that. I do see you call at 310 if you want to comment on the Apollo arrest or on the show, The Real Housewives, the episode. Press 1 and let me know if you want to speak on the show. But real quick, here's Ms. P.
Oh,
Christopher Williams and his wife Natalie had to be the token couple and say, no, we don't do that. And Chris and I, we made a song called Dance For Me right now in front of me. I'm going to take off my clothes and dance for you. That's what I do for Chris. We don't do that. 5, 6, 7, 8. We are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We're together. I was like, Natalie and Scene, girl, you're done. Kenya had to open up her mouth. No good was she had no man that she need to worry about going to the strip club. She need to make sure her little old tycoon don't have everybody titties in his face over there. Dede said, well, Kenya said she liked to talk so much and you were late to my extravaganza. I am going to chat on you right now. So let's talk. Uh-huh. And Natalie was like, you are so right, Nene girl. Let's talk about it. So Natalie relayed the info to Christopher. And Christopher, he was having flashbacks with Halle Berry. He was like, oh, hell. Oh, shit. He got up. He had to readjust his robe because, first of all, what he had on underneath it was not no pajama jam. So he was probably a little hot because he was turning purple and blue. He was looking at Kenya. He said, I don't know what man you on. And I was like, oh, shit. This is another Christopher. This is Chris. This is Big C. Kenya, she was like, I don't know what man you on is. We're on the same medication. She got up. She walked directly towards Natalie, and then Christopher, he intervened. Here comes Peter and Brandon at the same time. Next thing I know, Peter is pushing Brandon back. And here is Christopher the whole time, oh, hold me back, hold me back, and I ain't doing nothing. Here comes Apollo out of nowhere. I don't know if Apollo had flashbacks of him being in prison, and he saw everybody fighting, and he wanted to fight too. But all of a sudden, he is beating the hell out of Brandon, and Brandon is fighting for his life, because all you see is white, red, and green. That's all I see. I thought that everybody was doing the cha-cha slide. That's what I thought. I didn't know what was going on. They had to take Chris out of the whole situation, because all he could do was pull the flowers out of the arrangement. They were like, Chris, stop it. That is not a person. He was like, oh. Apollo still thought this was a jail fight. Nobody could break him up. And then the guy who was holding Kenya, he was just trying to cop feels. Did you see? He was like, it's okay. Monique and her cat daddy were in the corner like, what the hell? He was behind Monique like, move, man. Chris was still in a daze. He was like, y'all remember Hey Arnold, where the dude behind Helga, he'd be breathing real hard? That's how he looked. I was like, somebody get Christopher Will an inhaler, because he is too old to be doing this. Kenya, she's in the back room. Nene still turned up to the mat. She was like, you got out of your damn seat. I was like, oh, God. Nene started this mess wanting to have this messy ass soiree for ratings, but it was good to be. I loved it.
All right, Miss Fancy, so what are your thoughts on that?
That
episode
was hysterical. Oh, my goodness. Did she say Christopher Williams was trying to fight the flowers?
I know.
Oh, my God, that was so funny. because I swear, the way she described it is how I see it in my head. Like, that was
exactly,
perfect description.
I mean,
it is so true, because Nene orchestrated the whole series of events that night. Like, she started everything, you know, basically. And you know what? What meds are they on? Are they all on the same meds? And is meds a euphemism for drugs? Because people were on stuff. That type of behavior is not typical.
That behavior is not typical. Yeah. Now, but the latest rumor, though, I mean, you know, some people thought, were trying to say that it was allegedly Nene who was on drugs or whatever. I have to admit, that didn't really sound right to me. But some people are trying to imply that it could have been Christopher Williams on drugs, but I don't know.
You know what? It could have been the whole lot of them. That display, and like she said, did Apollo think he was back in jail? Because I don't know how he managed to get involved in that altercation, but he did, and unleashed a fury on that poor man. And I don't know. Did it seem sexual to you? Because it struck a chord with me. Apollo, why are you so angry? Why are you so angry?
It might be now. It looks like we have some callers on this fancy. Maybe they can
weigh
in on this. We got 310. I'm not sure if you want to say anything. And we have 510.
Okay, 310. Let's take the first call. Hello. Hey, caller. From where are you calling? What's up? What's goody? What's going on? Hello.
Maybe they're just listening. I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. So the next one. Put the next one through.
5510. Are you? You want to weigh in?
Hello.
5510. They must just be listening. So
it's good to know that people are listening. Please listen to the show. We like when people listen to the show.
Yes, we do. And if you do have any questions, press 1, and I'll see that you have a question, because a question mark will appear next to your number. So continue, Ms. Fancy. You were asking me, did I think anything was sexual?
It just seemed as if there was something more to that fight. And, again, you know, we still have part 2 next week coming up.
Which is
and in all honesty, I could have done without the Super Bowl on Sunday. I would have rather watched that, okay?
Clearly, because the Super Bowl was not a game.
It was not a game. Although I must say Bruno Mars's performance was amazing. I think he did a wonderful job.
Yes. He was the game, or the evening, for sure. But yeah.
Back to the chitlins, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right. You cleaned them, so let me try to cook them for you. So what we were saying about the fight, yeah, that fight was so bizarre. You know,
one minute you have Nene galloping around
in her lingerie, turned up all the way to the max. I've never seen Nene behave in that manner. I mean, it was hysterical to me. I mean, I'm sure she was feeling herself. She was feeling sexy. I get it. You know, we all have those moments. But it's usually home alone in the mirror. Like, you are in a room full of people. Sit down. Close your legs.
Well, she was excited about what was about to happen, I'm sure.
You know what?
She loved the drama.
She probably was. And maybe, you know, maybe that was just foreplay for her. I don't know. But she was all the way wrong. My favorite was when she said the question, when she posed the question. So, would y'all get mad if your husbands looked at another woman and then got up and, like, lifted her leg for emphasis? I said, Nene, please sit down.
Oh,
wait, I'm going to be like the chick you just played. I was like, Nene, please sit down. No, she didn't. But she was like, yeah, I did it.
Exactly, because, I mean, what was crazy was there were 2 chicks in there who had slept with that one dude, and that's Candy and Phaedra, which is insane. But he was kind of acting like a punk a little bit on the show, because he was hiding behind his wife when the fight broke out. Kinda,
you know, it's really funny, because I wonder if he, you know, was just nervous that the BS he was spewing the week prior was going to come up, because he looked scared. He was like, let me just stand here and not even make eye contact with anybody. I don't even want anybody to look at me, because I was talking smack about both Phaedra and Candy, talking about they were on my team. I'm the big homie.
I know, right?
I'm the big homie. You was part of the team.
They kind of gave some secrets. They kind of shared some secrets, though, regarding his private area. But whatever.
Yeah, they did. And for people who don't watch the show or miss the show, they basically inferred that he was inadequate in size in a very, how should I say, important place to want to be adequate. Did
pretty
I say
much
that nicely?
Not the big moment.
I think that was very politically correct and just nice and not vulgar. And it's 2014 and I'm grown, and I think I expressed that nicely.
Oh, yeah,
aren't
that was very, expressed very nicely.
Because what I really wanted to say was, they was like, he had a little...
Which is the worst thing that any man wants to hear, particularly with millions of people listening, or watching, I should say. No, but it's very weird. I mean, Apollo claims that Brandon hit him in the eye or whatever, because he says that he was initially trying to hold him down.
You know, I watched that a couple of times. I didn't see the accidental hit. I didn't see that. I did see when Apollo just emerged into this wild animal that couldn't be contained, and it just makes you wonder, like, what was going on?
Exactly, yeah.
And he ripped off the T-shirt like he was the Incredible Hulk. And ironically, the shirt was green.
And everything was pink underneath. I mean, he was red, like, just completely just heated from what was happening. What are your thoughts on Peter?
You know, it didn't look like Peter was trying to break up the fight. It looked like he was actually pushing Brandon. He got very aggressive, I thought.
Cynthia was trying to, you know, obviously stick up for her man on Watch What Happens Live by stating,
and
you know,
that's why she got shut down. Candy shut her down, but I guess we'll see that
But she was like, you know, I know it looks like my husband was a part of the fight, but she kept saying that he was trying to break up the fight, but I don't know.
But, you know, Cynthia is a little delusional when it comes to her husband, because she's the same one who said that nobody has ever called her husband an opportunist. Now, Cynthia, your husband took your money and invested in how many businesses that failed? He brought a Benz with your money without your permission. I think we should send her a copy of Webster's Unabridged Dictionary, because I think she's not familiar with the definition. She's always getting on Portia to being slow, but opportunist, I think Peter might be. Sorry.
He's definitely, because now he's working with Cordell on a new business venture, so, I mean, he's just always all over the place.
If I was Cordell, I would not touch any business ventures with this man with a 10-foot pole. Like, everything he touched turns to, what's the opposite of gold? Because when it turns into gold, it's a good thing. I don't know. It's just bad.
Aluminum.
You understand what I'm saying?
Everything he turns to aluminum.
It's to brass. It just sinks
brass,
to the bottom of the
exactly.
ocean. Okay, so I don't know what that's about.
It turns green.
Tarnish, like that fake jewelry people used to buy on Broadway, Grand Avenue. Shout out to people in Brooklyn. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, what was I going to say about Peter? I was going to say something about that man, because I have loads to say about him, but this show is not about
Uncle Ben
tonight. The blogger who isn't the most credible, but mentioned that other cast members might be implicated in an investigation. I immediately thought of Peter, because he doesn't have any money, and him and Apollo are like butt buddies. It would just make sense to me that they were, you know, in cahoots together as well.
Yeah, because if you kind of read Cynthia's body language on Watch What Happens Live, when Andy Cohen did ask her what were her thoughts on Apollo's arrest, I don't know, she kind of played dumb, kind of like, well, I don't like to call people and ask them about, you know, anything bad. I only like to, you know, hear good news and, you know.
And she knows she is a lie. She loves it. She does her meanness with a smile.
Yeah, because, you know, it was very interesting just how she approached it. I mean, I kind of get it, like, if it's fresh, you don't want to say the wrong thing, but it looks like 310 is back with a question, 310 or comment.
Hello? Caller, are you
Hello?
There?
Hello, hi.
Where are you calling?
Caller.
Hey, caller, how are you tonight?
Is this Miss Francie and Stacey B?
Yes, it is.
Hey, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling? From where are you calling?
I'm actually calling from Los Angeles. I can't believe I got through. I saw the number on the top of the screen, and I was like, well, let me try it because I have so much to say. But
you're calling from Cali. Oh, my gosh.
Cool.
Two of my sisters live in Cali, and I'm actually on my way out there in a couple of weeks. How's the weather?
Really? Oh, it's beautiful out here. I'm so sorry for you East Coasters.
We're going through it. I wore Uggs today.
Which part of Cali does your family live in?
Smart. Yeah, I can't wait to come out there. So, Cola, what do you think about what we were discussing? We were talking about the Atlanta Housewives and NeNe instigating the whole melee that ended up taking place. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I used to love Mimi, and I was the biggest Mimi fan because she was part of the Started From The Bottom, Now We're Here pack.
Now We're Here.
Yeah, well, I can't get with her on the pole, but
well,
I mean,
you know she's a trip. Shout out to Mimi working that pole. Go ahead. But back then she was Nae Nae. That's when she was Nae Nae. She changed it to Mimi.
Nae Nae did her thing, and I'm not judging her. I went the I went the collegiate route and, you know, did it that way. But I completely understand you got to do what you have to do to make what you have to make. But I was the biggest fan of her in the beginning because she seemed so real. But now it seems as if she's definitely playing a role. You know, like she was a big Hollywood person and now she's back in Atlanta. And she doesn't have the swag that she was holding over their heads. And excuse me, I'm older, so I'm using, like, old lingo. But I feel like she doesn't have, like, you know, the cachet and what she had the couple of seasons when she was in Hollywood to hold over the ladies, and now she's just another bitter bird trying to cause controversy.
I'm so glad you said that. She seems so bitter. Do you think she's unhappy because she's no longer working and she doesn't have any shows? And before, like you said, she was able to lord it over the other cast members, like, oh, I'm Nae Nae the actress. I'm on television outside of reality TV. And now she's back to just doing reality television. Do you think that was a difficult transition for her to go back to just being...
Of course, I think any fall from the top, especially if you clawed your way up to get there, it's not like she was inducted into this, you know, Hollywood category by, like, you know, family or nepotism or, you know, generally, like, working her way up. But she made it on Real Housewives. She was a hoot and a half. And then, you know, she got picked up from there.
She was two hoots and a half. Nae Nae is funny.
Yeah, and I loved her. That's why she was so funny. She felt so real. And then it seemed as if she became a caricature of herself. And, you know, it stopped being
funny.
Great
way to put it, a caricature of herself. Like, you're basically a cartoon now, Nae Nae. Get it? Call her. That was wonderful. You're so eloquent. Did you? You went to school. You're educated, aren't you?
Well, I told you I didn't make my way through the poll, and I have no problem with the poll dwellers. Work it, work it, work it.
Okay,
but
tell the truth. Have you ever been on a poll?
I did go to college, and I did.
Have you ever been on a poll, caller?
You know what? What I do in my life is...
you know what? I know that's right. You don't want to air your business out on the radio for everybody to hear, but you
know
what?
I know
we'll take your silence as
tacit
compliance and use a freak because you was on that poll. Boom.
All I'm saying is I know you guys from listening in, you know, these past few weeks because my good friend put me onto your show, but I don't know you. Maybe I'll call in on, like, 6 weeks, and I really give you the chance.
Who's a good friend? We love referrals. We got people in Cali. That's wonderful.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a New Yorker at heart. I was born and raised in Brooklyn, so all of my, like, real connections come from the East Coast.
Shout out
I'm just
to
trying
me,
to make hey. My way.
Shout out
in
to
this
me.
Place. Yes, Brooklyn
thank
all day, every day.
Well,
right?
We're so happy you're listening, though. That's
yes,
good.
And thank you so much
well,
for the support
Stacey,
and for calling in. We love when we get
honestly,
calls.
I'm very happy that I did because I was sitting here sitting on my fingers like I'm not doing anything, and they are talking the real stuff. Let me just call in and say,
yes,
hey,
we
hey,
talk
hey.
That real.
So
it's like not just eating chicken, but chewing the gristle. That's our show.
Oh, but,
that's just
okay,
what we
well,
do.
Okay, well, while I have you, since we did talk about Nae Nae and stuff, I read on somebody's blog spot because I'm not getting paid to advertise nobody's business.
I know
but
that, right?
I read that somebody was coked up during that big whole pillow talk, pillow fight, and that's why I got all crunk like that.
Auntie,
again.
I think it was Nae Nae.
Oh,
yes.
She
I
looked like she was
Nae Nae. She behaved
some
in a way
Nae Nae,
that was
but
just...
others are saying Christopher Williams, though. Some people
well, it could have been both of them. I mean, you know,
yeah.
I don't know.
They probably were doing lines before they got dressed because they both look crazy as hell.
they both
and crazy. I just don't know.
That was just a circus act. That was just like, welcome to Barnum and Bailey's Theater. That's what it is, actually. I call TV like that. I call my ratchet television. I call it the ratchet piece theater. You guys heard it here first. That's just fancy. Don't steal it. But yeah, that,
you know
I'm
what?
So...
I'm not going to steal it, but I'm going to take, if the viewers don't know, I remember Master P Theater on PBS. So
you can still come on because you know I watched that Downton Abbey. I'm all about that Downton Abbey life. Yes, I am. Sophista Ratchet, that's me. Caller, you are a beautiful person. I feel your energy through the phone.
Yeah. Well, thank you. And I had such a good time. Thank you for keeping me company on this lonely day in L.A. It's a beautiful day, but,
girl, don't be lonely. You watch the show. You better go get you one of Candy's lipsticks.
Listen. Yeah, you're right. Because I can't hate on the hustler. And everybody talks about it. They really talk about it like a hustler.
Ooh, that was good.
I know. You saw Cynthia talk about that lipstick.
Honestly,
you know what?
Now for what?
I am an adult. I should graduate that because, you know, I'm still using a bathtub faucet. So let me just go on about my business.
That's actually good because not only does it serve its necessary purpose, but it's twofold because you're clean as well.
You get clean.
You know what,
Paula?
I get
you.
I understand.
And it's
we are on the same wavelength.
And it's
I do
free.
It.
You don't
I've
have to
it.
Go on and electrocute yourself
with
nobody. Well, it was lovely talking to the both of you guys, and thank you for taking my call, and good luck. I'm going to keep listening to the regular show, and I'm going to tell everybody that I know here on the West Coast, not the best coast, but the rest coast.
Thank you so much, Claire.
Thank you so much.
I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.
You too.
You too.
Bye.
See, I love when we get calls like that, Stace. That's just...
Oh yes. Me
she
too.
Has
I love that they're listening.
All the way in Cali, like... We about to be famous out this business. No,
and
that was
510, I see you're still on. If you do have a question, just press 1, and I'll know that you want to chime in. So, but yeah, Miss Fancy. So, what else? What are your other thoughts on this show? Any predictions for next episode?
I don't have any predictions. All I know is last week when I was watching that show, I was so hyped. I'm not even going to lie. I jumped off the couch and started slap boxing because it was just so good, right? Like, it was like, what is going on here? But
it's going to get real crunk next episode, though, because you got Candy just really went there.
Right. Candy is incense. And then, you know, you have Nene checking Kenya, telling Kenya she should have got an ass whooping. But I think Nene should have got her ass whooped, too. Like, you guys are grown. Like, why are you playing with people? Those questions were supposed to be, you know, it was supposed to be contentious. She was trying to cultivate an environment where people were angry. And it's just like, okay, are you doing it for TV? Are you and Andy Cohen like that buddy-buddy where he has you causing drama for ratings? Because it's working. We love it. But damn.
Exactly. It's definitely working. I mean, you know. But it was still kind of like some people are asking, like, do you think that it was staged? I don't think it was, personally. Like, I think the fight was real.
It was definitely real. It just was confusing. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah.
Christopher Williams got escorted out with his arms over his head. He didn't even do anything. He didn't touch. The only person he touched was Kenya. The next thing I know, he got his hands hemmed up, and I'm like, damn, how Christopher Williams
and
out like that?
I mean, he shouldn't have touched her, but I didn't think it was that bad. I mean, it was more of just like...
It really wasn't. You know, like, red silk pajamas, just he just wanted to be seen. He was like,
exactly.
You know what? I'm in the room. I have on my red silk PJs. Oh, I'm not missing this opportunity. You guys are going to see me work. And guess what? He got his ass because of it. But guess what? We seen you, boo-boo. We seen you.
Yeah, and this is what Kenya Moore, though, has to say about Brandon now because they asked her how is he doing. I'm like, you know, this was months ago. I'm sure he's doing fine. But this is what she says. He is okay now, but it was definitely traumatizing for him, she says. She says he got bones. I got bones, bruises, and stitches, apparently. That's what he says from that fight. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like somebody is trying to exploit a situation to come up. Not that I'm mad at him because he actually did get his ass whooped and, you know, he did. He took that beating. He took his lumps. And okay, if he's going to take it that far to sue, all right. I can't be mad at that. That poor man looked like he'd never been hit in his life. Did you see how shocked he was? He was just like, what is happening?
No, yeah, exactly.
I was
so
just playing when I jumped up. I didn't think somebody was actually going to touch me.
Exactly.
He didn't know what was going on.
Let's go back just a little bit. How do you feel about all the husbands going to strip clubs?
Oh, I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Okay, so you're on Peter's side where he's like, you know, because what Portia was like, I would never let my man go. And
well,
he called her lame for that. So you're cool with that.
I mean, not every day, but once in a while I don't see what the problem is. I really don't. I don't mind.
However,
let you drop in that strip club, I expect twice as much on me.
Okay. So Apollo dropping $1,000.
Yeah, he said eight G's.
Yes.
He said eight.
Apollo is a pretty face, but he don't need to say nothing.
Yeah. Apollo,
and he was 8, happy to say 8,000 too. He was like, it's my money. And now we know how you got your money, Apollo.
Exactly. That is a problem because, like they said, he has kids, et cetera, but if he spends 8,000 there, he's got to spend, what, 16,000 on you, right? on Phaedra. So, at least according to your rules. Like, if he's going to spend that much money there, he's got to spend twice as much on his wife.
Exactly. But, when it becomes a point where you're, you know, it's like Cheers and everybody at the strip club knows your name, then, okay, we have a problem. But every once in a while, what's the big deal? You know, men will be men. Let them have fun.
They're going to go anyway. And plus, from what I'm hearing, that is kind of the culture of Atlanta. I mean, there's a lot of strip clubs there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's their thing. But now with Phaedra, kind of getting back into this arrest with Apollo, do you think that she should stay with him?
Well, if she was working with him, of course she should. I mean, I really don't know the dynamics of their relationship. I've read some stuff. People are saying that they've separated, you know, that this is... At this point, it's just for show. I don't know. But I do think she needs to stick with him while he's going through the charges and allegations, yeah. And if he ultimately gets sentenced and has to serve time, then okay. Of course, she then has to reevaluate and make decisions. But I definitely think as a wife, she should be supportive of her husband.
I agree. I think she should definitely stay with him throughout the trial, whatever is coming. But I do think Apollo is very reckless and just...
He's extremely volatile.
Pretty
he's
much.
Extremely, yeah.
But he's reckless and ratchet, in my
he's
opinion.
Definitely, he's unevolved. I will say that.
Or allegedly. Allegedly.
Well, I won't say allegedly because that's how I feel. I don't know you personally, Apollo, but from what I see on television, this is the opinion I formulated. I'm entitled to one. But, okay, Stacey, he is going to jail, it seems.
Well, yeah,
I just feel bad because he's just so pretty. Poor thing.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty and he... Can't drop the soap, as they say, ever.
I don't even want to make jokes like that. I don't. That's just how bad I feel. It's just the thought. Just, oof.
Well, I mean, he's had experience 5 years ago. He spent 5 years there. I mean,
he's had experience.
Oh,
like,
well,
actually.
Not bad.
Well,
even though
there was some tea that he allegedly might like to dabble, allegedly.
Yeah, because that was
in
the
how
first
you doing,
season,
allegedly.
The first season that they were a part of the Real Housewives, I think Ms. Lawrence was trying to imply that he may be that. But I don't know. I mean, I don't want to stereotype all guys that go to jail. I mean, because we know some guys are there and, shouldn't be there or whatever. But with Apollo's situation, this is the second time that he's been involved with stuff like this. You would think he would have known or learned. So I
think
they're going to be extra hard on him.
Of course they will. And I think, you know, because people are watching and they could use this as an opportunity to make an example of him, unfortunately. So,
yeah.
And what with the media exposure, it all signs point to this just not being a good situation for Apollo.
And what is your prediction with Phaedra? You think she's going to come out clean with this? Because there is that Angela Stanton, and she actually is feeling like, see, I told y'all. You know, because I think she was gagged. You know, she couldn't
right.
really speak on what happened or what she alleged happened with Phaedra before, because I think Phaedra threatened to sue her or whatever. But now she's feeling kind of comfortable about it, because she's saying, look, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly, and you know, there's a saying, what doesn't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse. So Phaedra can maintain that she had no idea, didn't know anything, but, you know, the truth always comes out. That's the funny thing about the truth. It will show up, and it's when you least expect it. So hopefully things will go positively for that family. You know, they have two small children.
Yeah, that's what's bad.
Likelihood
yeah.
is just very minimal.
Exactly, because also, because what was very interesting is how they got married immediately after he got out of prison. I know many people said it was because she got pregnant, but I don't know. I kind of think there's more to it, but I could be wrong as to why they immediately, like, the moment he got out of prison, but, you know, maybe she just loved him. I know they had been together for a while prior, but it's kind of interesting to me.
Well, I guess we'll see as this story unfolds, this drama, this saga, more like.
Exactly.
Tune in. I can't wait till Sunday.
This is the real, real Housewives. I can't wait either. So any final words you want to share, Ms. Fancy?
About the show? Well, you know, I just found it interesting that, you know, this is what season is this of Atlanta Housewives? Fourth, fifth?
No, I don't. I think it's season six, actually.
Okay. And, you know, while they have gotten into arguments and a little wig pulling here and there, you know, they were one of the few reality shows that never had any physical altercations.
Very
which
true.
Which is actually, you know, a good thing, because the majority of the cast is black, you know, when
mm-hmm.
aside
mm-hmm.
from when Kim was on the show. So it's like, why now? Why now, after all of these years, how did it escalate to this point? Or was it because the men started fighting? Because the way Candy turned it all the way up, that was shocking for me. You know, like, we don't know yet what happens. Well,
yeah,
we'll see what happens. But it just, you know, they say, you know, obviously people were animals. We have, you know, basic human instinct, animal instincts or whatever. But do you notice when people are fighting, other people tend to get aggressive? Like, if you've ever been to a boxing match, like, it's always a fight breaking out in the stands. Like, people are like, oh, they're fighting, I'm fighting too. Like, it just, it brings something out of you. So I'm really wondering if by being
it's
in that room.
Energy, yeah.
Right, and being in that negative space with the questions that were being posed. Like, there was a question about what would you do if you thought your spouse was homosexual. Clearly, Portia is allegedly dealing with that situation. And
Portia's answer, but let's talk about that real quick.
Oh my God, Portia
were hilarious. She was like, I don't want my man to be heterosexual or
bisexual.
Her sister was like, you want him to be gay?
She was like, no, shut up, you sound stupid, shut up. Like, trying to be like the sister, like not embarrass her. And,
I know. She was like,
like, how stupid could you be? But clearly, but you know what? Maybe she was telling the truth. Maybe she really doesn't care. If they're bisexual, heterosexual, homosexual, Portia, maybe she really doesn't care.
No,
maybe
but the funny part is that she left out. The funny part is that she used heterosexual. She's like, I don't want my man to be heterosexual. Like, come on, Portia. Like, you mean homosexual guys.
That poor thing, right?
And poor thing.
She's cute, though, especially when she put the beat on. Okay, Portia, we see you.
But you know what, though? She does seem like she's a good spirit, though. That's what's interesting.
Yeah, she brings a nice different person. Vibe to the show. You know, I do like her on it because, you know, she gives something for the 20-somethings, the 30-somethings. You know, she has a little, you know, it's a little edgy, a little bubbly, a little playful, you know, that we really don't get with Mimi and Candy. You know, so
exactly.
I like it.
Yeah.
And I hope she stays on the show. I know there were talks that she might not return or whatever. You never know with these shows. But I hope she stays on it.
Yeah, because actually I think this cast is one of the best. I mean, I know a lot of people like the original cast. I don't know. I like this cast a lot. I mean, they definitely bring a lot of different stuff, you know, because Kim and Sheree and Lisa, I don't know, they were cool, but I don't know. There wasn't the chemistry that I see now. I think these folks actually, even if it's cliques, they hang out, I think. Because I know Candy and Phaedra hang out, Mimi and Cynthia hang out, you know, so you can kind of feel all the drama that truly exists. It's not, per se, just made for TV. Whereas I felt like before it was more kind of fake.
Oh, right. It's
and forced.
I absolutely agree. There's been an element of genuineness this season that I'm not really accustomed to with this bunch. You know, let me ask you something. And when you started the show, you mentioned that Apollo's representation, the counsel for him, Bobby Brown was their client.
Bobby Brown was Phaedra's client at one point.
Oh, Bobby Brown was Phaedra's client. I thought you said, okay, I was just trying to figure out, like, what publicist put that little blurb out, like, oh, the person represent Apollo used to represent Bobby Brown. No disrespect to Bobby Brown. Actually, today is his birthday. Shout out to Bobby Brown.
It is. Happy birthday,
Bobby. Happy birthday, Bobby.
Bobby
Brown. Don't be cruel. I used
the
to like
king
that.
Of R&B. No.
The king of R&B. Was he really the king of R&B?
No, that's what Whitney gave him, that title, of course. But I don't know if I consider the king of R&B. I hate to say it, but I kind of think R. Kelly, but that's just me.
Okay, yeah.
That may just be me.
You know,
there is a lot of good, great R&B artists, though, from the past. But in terms of just this
right.
generation,
I
don't know.
I just never heard the term. I never heard Bobby Brown and king of R&B in the same sentence. Like, I knew Mary J. Blige was the queen of R&B, right?
Queen of hip-hop soul. Queen of hip-hop,
oh, hip-hop soul.
Soul.
So, okay.
Yeah.
And then K. Michelle is the queen of that hip-hop ratchet, right?
Oh, okay.
Like that ratchet love.
Only time Bobby's been called the king of R&B is when Whitney said it. She said it at some award show, and she said it during the Wendy Williams interview.
Got it. Okay. All right. So, yeah, but
yeah.
Anyway. I thought that was what you said, and it was so funny because in my head I was like, oh, my gosh, who wrote that press?
You know, she always bigs up her Bobby Brown days because she wants to be considered an entertainment attorney. Perhaps she is. I don't know. But that seems to be the biggest entertainer she's represented.
Well, she was representing
strippers
and porn stars.
I'm sorry?
She was representing porn stars, right?
Oh, okay. There you go. All right. But the Bobby situation wasn't even entertainment, though. It was like child support or DUI, whatever it was. I don't know.
Like she said, she got jobs.
Yeah, but she has jobs. Yeah, you can't hate on
multiple
on
jobs.
She has knowledge. Yeah, Phaedra has knowledge. It's just whether she's what Kenya Moore says, shady Fae-Fae. I don't know. We will see.
Kenya... those who live in glass houses, because, come on, like, let's be for real. Even though I do believe that Kenya is genuinely crazy, I think that sometimes she doesn't even have, like, a grasp on who she is at the moment. But other times, she's quite cunning and very strategic, and she knows exactly what she's doing.
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you don't win Miss USA without having some type of strategy in your mind, you know. So she definitely has that in her, but I definitely think she's lying about her African prince or
African.
Oil tycoon, whatever.
Yeah. You wouldn't be visiting
right
her things if you was, you know, getting laid down by an African. They're fertile. My father, African. I'm one of eight. I know. No way.
Okay, yeah. Because it's like, why, you know, you have this boyfriend. Yeah, because it's like, why, I don't know, she's going to a fertility clinic, but yet you have this rich boyfriend. I don't know, it's very interesting. But,
yeah, you know, like Cynthia said, that Kenya more crazy, child.
Well, even Crystal Williams was like, I don't know what kind of medication you're
taking. And Kenya responded, I'm on the same medication as you. And that
Ooh.
Just makes me wonder.
Coke?
Is medication euphemism for drugs? Because they
exactly.
want something. And what
they
is this medication? I'm on the same medication you are. What is this medication?
Yeah,
why are we taking it?
Because Kenya has a big mouth, because she was the one that kind of implied that it may have been Christopher Williams or something. But cause she's like, you know, that person who grabbed me, whatever, you know. She has her agenda.
Moore is always stirring the pot, that Kenya. Her and Nene. That's why Nene wanted to kick Kenya's ass, because she knows Kenya brings the right amount of crazy where Nene's throne is threatened.
Exactly.
You know, Kenya brings the drama. She brings the noise. And Nene does not like it. Nene, I see you. That's called hating from
the
sideline.
She knew Kenya was her biggest competition on the show.
Of course she is. With that Gone with the Wind fabulous and the crazy eyes. Because Kenya get the crazy eyes. Nene's not crazy. Nene is just...
And that's Anne.
Mean. Kenya, she zones out and it's just like, oh my gosh, she is crazy. Like, she just flips out.
Who knew? Some of these people, I swear, I'm like, should you have done reality TV? I kind of like
probably not, but she needs the money.
Regular.
So
like,
it's totally understandable. And
she
I like
Kelly
it.
Price.
Yeah. I like it. I'm
well,
glad
like
more was added to the show.
Me too. Definitely,
It's just the right balance of crazy and ratchet.
Exactly. And then trying to be classy. Want to be classy.
Sophisticated, yeah. You're ratchet, but you try to act classy.
Exactly. Well, all right, Ms. Fancy. I guess I'll see you next week. We'll talk on some
I am
stuff.
Here. I'll be in the building. I love doing this show. It's always entertaining. Shout out to all the listeners. I know we had a few phone calls.
Oh, wait. 510 does want to say something. They put
a question. Okay. Let's hear it. Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes.
Hey, caller.
Oh,
are you calling?
Oh, I'm shopping all over the country. but listen, remember that I don't think too much goes on without it being on scripted.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I think a lot of it is scripted.
Okay, a lot of the reality television is scripted. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's scripted, and it's not real. I mean, they are playing roles. I don't believe Kenya's crazy at all. I think she's been honest and open about her lack of a relationship and love from her mother, and she talked about her personality issues. And just, you know, she's operating from deep pain, but I don't think she's crazy at all. I think what she's saying by her behavior and what she does is that ain't nobody going to punk me. Ain't nobody going to run over me. And, yes, I have a banging body. Now, some of it might be fake. I don't know. Probably is. You know, she might have been this, whatever she was, her title, but don't mistake that for being weak. And like none of you women are gonna run over me. So she's making that you know, really clear.
Okay, so if it was to come down to a fight between Nene and Kenya, who would you put your money on?
Oh, I won't even go. I can't even address that. You mean like a physical altercation?
Uh huh.
I don't know. I would hope that would happen.
But if it did, who
I don't know.
Do you think
I
would get the best?
I don't even think in those terms, I'm going to be honest, of women, grown women fighting, so I couldn't even begin to address that.
Isn't it tacky? It's tacky, but it's so juicy. it's just the guilty pleasure. I can't, and then I'm disgusted with myself because I see these women engaging with each other, and it's just like, this is so wrong. But then it's like, why am I so entertained by this?
Well, you know, it's been promoted, obviously, all these shows, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's kind of, you know, they're just following the script of, I guess, the other ones, where there's going to eventually be some physical fighting and name-calling and foolishness. But I really believe that Nita, Kenya's, I mean, Phaedra's husband is in some serious trouble. What I'm wondering is, remember, now, they may have leased for her, she might have leased it herself, but remember the Bentley that Kenya said, her African...
Right, and he said, you know, you broke, you can't afford this Bentley.
Right. I wonder, you know, the show might have leased that for her, or she may have leased it, I don't know, or do you think Apollo might have...
Didn't it look like a rental car key when she went to the sperm bank and she had the keys in her hand? I don't know. Maybe I have to go back and watch it. But it definitely looked like the keychain from a rental place.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe a problem.
Somebody was stunting. We call that stunting, pretending. You don't
yeah.
have a Bentley. Hashtag stop it. Hashtag
well, it
you're a
looks
fraud.
Like we have, looks like we have another caller, 111. Stay on the
Thank
line,
Thank you, caller, for calling
yeah.
in.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good night. Hey,
right.
caller. What's your name and from where are you calling?
Good evening. It's Beasley. I'm calling from the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hey, Beasley. How you doing? Another West Coast caller. That's what's up.
I saw the topic, and I've been fascinated. I haven't been watching this season, but I'm familiar with the cast, at least from the beginning,
uh-huh.
up until probably last season. But who is busy doing identity theft and all this slick stuff while being on television? I mean, I thought if you were doing dirt, you want as little attention as possible.
You would think, right?
You would
yeah,
think,
that's
a
what
smart
a lot
person.
Of people
are
saying.
And you
yeah.
know what?
Common sense is really not that common.
That boy's not that smart. I've heard him talk over and over again. He's not that smart.
Apollo,
that's why he got
Apollo
caught the first time
face,
around.
But he don't need to say nothing.
Yeah, nice looking. God doesn't give us everything.
Very pretty,
you know?
Very pretty.
God doesn't
give us
everything.
What do you think is going to happen to him when he goes to jail?
He'll be all right.
You think
I mean,
so?
He's been there before.
What about his bottom? You think his bottom will be all right?
You know, that's up to him. If he's willing enough to fight and kill for it, he'll keep it. Maybe he'll give it up. Who knows? What I was really calling about is that it's obvious.
He's like, I'm not trying to take the conversation there.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, really. That's like the worst possible thing. It's the moment I feared and everything. It's like if a man ever gets honest with you and tell you what he fears most, if he's really being honest with you, that's probably it.
Wow, that's real.
That's getting realer than that.
But
I really do believe Phaedra's behind all of this. I've heard this woman talk before about how they switched tags on cars and all kinds of stuff years ago. And then
yeah,
now you have...
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I believed her. I believed her. Mm-hmm. How Phaedra stays above, out of all of this mess when it's all going on around her is a surprise. And I wonder how she escapes indictment because that boy isn't that smart enough to pull this off for 2 or 3 years. He's
yeah,
just not.
It's real. It's very messy. It's very messy. And I have a feeling that somehow Phaedra will become implicated because Apollo is not that bright, and who knows what he'll say.
These are sophisticated crimes. I think they're stealing people's identity and creating checks and cashing checks,
uh-huh.
and apparently they get away with it for a little while.
For a little while, but you you always get busted for crimes like that. And people just don't understand.
Yeah, that's why you don't
it's
do stuff like
it.
That. Because you get away with it the first few times, it's really easy. Make you think like you can't get caught. But
and then the
everybody
check
gets
I
caught.
Heard they were cashing wasn't even large amounts. It was $1,000 here, $2,000 there. Like you would think they would. Well, I guess you know. I don't know how people do it. I don't know. It just seems just stupid.
Maybe the smaller amount checks like that.
Yeah. Oh, without
escape that much scrutiny, right?
I get it.
Escape that much scrutiny. Maybe they. I don't know what they did, but apparently he did it well enough to get indicted and get really be put on blast.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see how it turns out. But if, you know, she has all these fingers pointing at her,
yes,
and nothing ever happens to her, it makes you wonder, even if did she turn him in? Who knows? But it's going to play out all in public.
That's interesting that you say that.
It is, because they definitely have some tension on
that their marriage was on the rocks anyway.
And they definitely have some tension on
the
show.
Is a Scorpio, and they are vindictive. Just to put it out there.
And they did have some tension on the show, on this last show, it seemed, during whoever's birthday party, Mr. President or one of their children's birthday
Mr. President and Prince.
Yeah.
Well, it's a mess. Okay.
It
and
is
Apollo,
a mess.
That's just like the dress she wore to the president's birthday party or christening party or welcoming party or whatever that was. That was a polka-dotted mess. But I know you didn't call to talk about that either. Call
no,
it.
It's okay. No, Phaedra has a nice shape.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah, but I remember last season when she doing her donkey thing. You know, she showed
you
all
liked
her shape.
You liked her donkey? Would you take that down? Would you smash that?
Would I take that down? No.
No, why not?
I'm selective. Tate Phaedra, she's something about her that's just yuck.
So it's something about her that's just yuck. I think it might be her mouth. Her mouth is a little funny shaped.
Which one of the women
on that show, if you could choose
the
rendezvous, which one would it be?
None of the above.
None of the above?
just not my type.
What is your type? Give us a celebrity. Who would you take down, caller?
Celebrity?
Yeah, because you know we don't know. You can't
I'm
be like
man,
your homegirl Charmaine. We won't know who that is. So it'll give
right.
us a celebrity.
I understand your point of reference. See, I'm a man of a certain age, and I've always had some discernment. And
oh my gosh, are you trying to say I'm a grown ass man? I get it, but just tell us, please.
I'm saying that in the way a real grown ass man says it. None of those women are appeal to me. When hopefully a man gets to a certain age and there's more that's appealing to a woman besides the physical. So none of them have a mindset or conversation that really appeals to me. They're all, you know, they're all attention whorish.
I know, I get it, the reality stars. But
right.
I'm asking you,
and I'm
you
telling
that none
you,
of them were your type. So
I'm telling
who?
You, none of the above. They all, I would
no,
be alone.
Okay, I understand that.
Okay.
But you don't have any celebrity crushes. There's nobody you would take down. You've never looked at a magazine and had happy time.
Have I masturbated to any of these
I'm
women
not
on
asking
these shows?
That, but I'm just
well,
saying.
What the heck? What else are you saying? Happy time to magazine.
Would make you want to
okay.
do that.
I can read between the lines.
Okay, all right.
There
don't
are women.
Get, don't
there
get
are
animated.
Women. Let me
answer. You're pussyfooting around
the question. If you let
all
me.
I want to know is you mentioned none of these women.
I know, but
type.
You won't stop talking long enough for me to answer the question.
Okay.
There
you
are
four.
There
four.
Are many women. There are many women in the entertainment business I find attractive. Would I? Do I? It takes more than just someone's physical attraction to make me want to have sex with them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. You don't have to apologize.
No, I mean. I know you. Everybody must be a brute, and I like her woman. Come here.
No, I thought you were.
We ravage you.
Started yelling.
No, that's most
down.
Guys. That's most guys. But no, not I.
Sometimes it's okay to be a brute.
I'm sorry.
Sometimes it's okay to be a brute.
But if that's not your personality, shouldn't you just be yourself?
Always.
There you go. Well, that's just who I am, and I come in peace. And Apollo's about to get 15, 20 years.
He's
yeah,
about
that's what I think too.
Time.
That's 20
he
years.
He really is.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's.
Go ahead. Sorry. What was interesting?
No, I don't know if he's off parole
or
probation, but he's definitely going to get. You know. No, he looks like he's learned
he was
his lesson.
On parole, and
oh, what a
he
dumb.
Violated it. So yeah.
What was interesting, he was supposed to get about 18 years before, and then he only spent about 5 years of that. So
how did you do that? Wonder who he told on that. How do you get 18 years in the federal system? You do 85% of that. And
I know
a federal
that's
prisoner.
What's going on, and then come right back out and allegedly do it again.
He's really no good.
Yeah. Like Wendy Williams said, he's a real criminal. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you.
Exactly.
It's a shame because his brother is in jail, too. His brother is in jail from, I guess, the prior crime that they were both involved in.
Exactly.
I'm not really too familiar.
No,
but
I read that. I read that they have a strange
they keep
dynamic.
It in the fancy.
They have a strange dynamic. I just don't understand why this woman would go through the effort and time of becoming a lawyer to still be at least, you know, one degree of separation behind crime.
Yeah, and
sometimes people like to live dangerously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They like that lifestyle.
While you're on Front Street, though? While you're on TV and, hey, everybody, look at me?
And getting your own spinoff. I hope she's not that dumb, but you never know.
That's the thing. I don't think Phaedra is dumb at all. I think she's actually very, very, very intelligent. I mean, when I say intelligent, I should say shrewd. She's she knows what she's doing.
If she's around all of these people and she's intimate friends with them and everyone else is getting charged with crimes and she isn't getting charged with crimes, either she knows how to isolate herself or she has some real serious dirt on these people.
Or a combination of the two. To have just like files on people to make them do her bidding. I can see that. Miss Phaedra.
Well, somebody's got the goods on you. You're only going to go so far.
Yes, as Kenya Moore says, shady Fei-Fei. We shall see.
Shady Fei-Fei. Kenya is crazy. Cray-cray. Cray-cray Kenya. She's shady too.
They're all shady, and you would think I would take a choice between the shady woman. You got Nene, who doesn't stop talking.
You know
who else
caller,
is here?
Can we squash the beef? Because conversation.
I really hope
I didn't offend you.
I'm not offended. Have a very nice day. I'm not offended. No.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, caller.
Thank you for calling. That was a
take
very
care.
Interesting conversation.
All right.
Not a problem. Have a good one.
All right. All right, Ms. Sands, we're going to wrap this up.
We're going to wrap this up, but you know what he said that will stick with me tonight?
Yes.
He said, every man's fear, if they're really honest with themselves, and I believe, and this is where, you know, I'll put them in my own words, is getting their booty taken. That's crazy. I never even thought about
that. Some men, yes. I mean, you know,
because some might welcome that. I get it. But
isn't
that crazy? Because you never think about, like, what people, you know, it's like, oh, he might be right. I get that. I can see that. It's like, no, you can't do this to me. You cannot violate me like this in this manner.
How you doing?
But shout out to Mr. Grown-Ass Man for shutting me up and silencing me when he had the floor on our show. But I get it. You a grown-ass man. So,
that was good.
Thank you
so much. Yes, that was a great show. That was a great show.
It was really good. You know, shout out to all the men out there, you know, who's scared of that. I get it, you know. Wow. That's crazy. Apollo, may God be with you.
Yes, more because he's going to be away from his family, his sons. Hopefully, as even Peter just said, hopefully the best, you know, happens out of this. Like, some kind of good, because it's horrible.
Well, I guess we'll see. I'm tuned in on Sunday, so I guess we'll take it from there. So tonight was a great show. Shout out to all of the listeners and all of the callers and all of the people who left messages on the board. We appreciate the support. I love guest hosting. I say it every time I'm on the show, but I have to reiterate it because every time I do the show, I'm just in a good space and it's always so much fun. So shout out
thank
to everyone.
We enjoy you.
Yes. I'm glad you enjoy.
I'm not... two people. I enjoy you. I'm sorry. I have a Gemini in me.
Well, yeah.
I enjoy you.
So you're speaking for both of you and everybody else, for the masses. No, but you know, you're the driving force behind Hampton Blue. You know, Stacey B, she puts the blue in Hampton Blue, so this can be done without you.
Thank you so much, and I really do enjoy our show.
It's very entertaining, and I hope the callers and the listeners are entertained, and I know I am. So we'll just, you know, keep it going and make it do what it do.
Exactly. So
what are your plans? Valentine's Day is next week. You have a booth? Are you going to be booed up?
I do not have a booth, but I will probably be going to an event to, you know, support an artist I work with.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right,
yeah.
Well, you know, maybe we can do, like, next Wednesday show, like a Valentine's special or something, make it like a love relationship theme or something.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Absolutely. Oh, and it's Black History Month. Definitely Black History Month, although we should celebrate Black History every day of the year.
Yes. It is American history.
Right.
It is American history, yeah.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
So what's going on in the news? I read somewhere, this is so funny, I laughed out loud. I love when I literally laugh out loud, but it was a picture of Erykah Badu, and it said, the first African-American woman to have 3 rappers as a baby daddy and not get called a hoe. And I thought that was absolutely hysterical. And I just wanted to share that for Black History Month.
Okay, well, that would be a wretched Black History Month.
So on that note.
Fact, I guess. I don't want to call it a fact.
That's insane on my own personal ratchet piece theater. Insane.
Exactly.
Thank you guys for listening. I always have a blast. So
yes.
I'll see you later. Shout out to my fans. I appreciate the support. Fancy's fans. My Fancy's, I think, is what I'm going to call them, Stacey. We were talking about that the last show. So I think I'm going to call them my Fancy's.
Well, shout out to all the Fancy's.
Yes. All right, Stacey. So I'm going to let you do your thing, and I'll see you next week.
All righty. Thank you, Miss Fancy. All right, you guys, that is our show for the evening. Definitely, again, thank you to Miss Fancy for joining us, or joining me. I keep talking in the double because I am a Gemini. But thank you, Miss Fancy, for joining me. We will be back next week to discuss some of the latest hot topics. And as we just stated, maybe we have a little bit of a love theme because Valentine's Day is coming. Be sure to catch Hollywood and Friends this Sunday at 8 p.m., and again, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Hampton Blue, No E on the Blue, and also catch the archive of this episode and others by going to iTunes or the Stitcher Radio app or the TuneIn Radio app. All archives are free to listen to. Just simply search Hampton Blue Radio, and there we will be. With that, until next time, peace.